You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Welcome to Dragon Root Radio, feminist-inspired radio brought to you by CKUT and the 2110 Center for Gender Advocacy. The Dragon Root has two genders and symbolizes the diversity of every body and every mind on the gender spectrum. Tune in every Tuesday morning from 8:39 on 90.3 FM or ckut.ca/listen. You can also pick up and choose from our archives at center2110.org. We bring you reports from the Blueprint Radio Project on gendered violence, live tunes from feminists, queer, trans, and gender-aware musical guests, and interviews about a wide array of social justice issues examined through a gender-perceptive lens.
Good morning, this is Dragon Root Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. This morning we start off the show with a recording done at Chez Doris, a day shelter here in Montreal. The women at Chez Doris speak with Candice, the homelessness marathon coordinator here at CKUT, on precarious work, sexual assault, and under the table work. Do stay tuned.
Mais je pense que t'as raison que les gens y ont moins, peut-être dans les autres pays, comme y ont moins, mais il y a plus de comme generosity. Est-ce que tu penses?
Ouais. Sont accueillants. Les gens d'autres.
Oui. Mais nous, quand on vient d'ici, on n'aime pas ça. Moi, j'étais chilée en vacances. Comment ça va? J'étais comme bien, comme c'est correct. Quand j'habitais ici, tu m'as dit même pas bonjour, puis maintenant tu es. Non? Ouais. Quand tu habitais là-bas, tu as dit même pas bonjour, puis après.
Est-ce que c'est sur la FM?
90.3 FM. Mm-hmm. Okay. C'est j'ai écrit là-dessus aussi. OK, ben tu parlais tout à l'heure de pas avoir une adresse et c'est une barrière dans chercher de l'emploi. Tu peux parler un peu de ça? Comment est-ce que ça rend que c'est dur pour trouver de l'emploi? Parce que quand tu envoies ton CV, tu disais, dès que tu es comme, j'ai pas une adresse à te donner, c'est comme, whatever, goodbye.
Ouais.
Ouais. Ça t'est déjà arrivé?
Ouais, plusieurs fois. Mm-hmm.
Ben, j'allais chercher un travail, j'envoyais mes CV. J'ai pas d'adresse, comme j'ai nulle part, j'ai pas comme une adresse ou j'ai un appartement à moi. Alors, t'as envoyé tes CV, puis qu'est-ce qu'ils demandaient, c'est. Ils étaient intéressés à toi, ton CV, ils t'appelaient, ils t'en faisaient une interview, une rencontre. Mais dès que tu disais, t'as pas d'emploi et t'as pas d'argent, t'as pas d'emploi, t'as pas d'argent et t'as pas d'adresse. Alors, ils disent, alors t'habites dans la rue? J'étais comme, dans un centre pour femmes ou des fois dans la rue. Alors, qu'est-ce qu'ils disaient? On ne peut pas te donner le travail parce que tu n'as pas d'adresse, première chose. Ou deuxième chose, ils ne me rappelaient jamais. Même si j'avais de l'expérience, même si je disais, je parle le français, l'anglais, l'arabe, l'espagnol, tout ça. Puis ils me disaient, ouais, c'est bien tout ça, mais tu habites où? Ils pensent que si tu n'as pas d'adresse, et tu commences à travailler, tu fais quelque chose de mal, ils ne vont pas pouvoir te retrouver où est-ce que tu es. Plus, c'est vraiment ça. Puis ils t'appellent, comme, peut-être dans une semaine ou deux, j'ai appliqué. Chaque jour, j'envoyais des CV par fax et tout. La même chose me reproduit, puis ils ne me disaient pas. C'est ça. Je ne sais pas pourquoi, mais c'est stupide. Puis ils disent qu'ils veulent de l'expérience, mais comment tu vas avoir de l'expérience s'ils ne te donnent pas la chance d'en avoir? Au moins, tu dis, OK, moi, j'ai eu l'expérience dans telle place. J'ai travaillé 6 mois, 8 mois, mais ils te disent tout de suite non. Alors, comment tu vas avoir l'expérience? Il faut commencer quelque part pour avoir l'expérience.
Ouais. Puis est-ce que tu penses que c'est un peu comme la discrimination? C'est comme, si tu n'as pas un nombre de téléphone, si tu n'as pas une adresse, on s'en fout de toi. Comme, on ne te donne pas une chance.
Oui, mais il y a la discrimination partout. C'est-à-dire, si tu vas dans une place, je sais pas. Non, parce que moi, j'étais adoptée, puis j'ai un nom qui est arabe. Alors, quand tu vas appliquer dans des manufactures ou avec des latinos, tu sais qui est originaire, tu es mexicaine. Mais dès que tu dis que tu as un nom awad, ils se demandent des questions. Ou, je sais pas, c'est toujours été à cause de mon nom. Si je travaille avec les arabes, c'est correct, parce que mon nom est arabe. Si je travaille avec les juifs, parce que mon nom est arabe, ça, des fois, c'est un peu discrimination parce qu'il y a beaucoup de problèmes dans les pays arabes. Ce qui fait problème avec les... C'est tout mélangé, mais il y en a qui sont très gentils, il y en a qui me disent pas de problème. Mais ça dépend aussi de la société, parce que chaque compagnie a sa race. Puis chaque compagnie choisit ce qu'eux, ils veulent. Il y en a qui préfèrent travailler seulement avec des Québécois. Il y en a qui n'aiment pas travailler avec les Québécois, qui n'aiment pas travailler avec les Anglais, parce qu'ils parlent les Anglais. Il y en a qui... C'est ça, c'est... Il y a discrimination partout. Il y a des bons puis des mauvais. On ne peut pas dire que tout le monde est mauvais, parce que j'ai eu ma chance dans beaucoup de places. Il y en a qui étaient gentils avec moi, mais oui, juste des fois, avoir mon nom, ils me disaient non. Ça dépend aussi. C'est aussi le gouvernement où tu travailles ou la politique.
J'ai entendu Monique.
Alors, la politique fait plein de différences. C'est tout. Comme en ce moment, il y a beaucoup de problèmes avec les Israéliens et les Arabes. Alors, les Juifs, je sais que quand tu travailles avec eux, c'est bien parce qu'ils sont droits et tout ça, ils ne vont jamais te crosser. Ça, j'aime ça. Mais à cause de mon nom, c'est difficile d'avoir un travail maintenant. Mais je crois pas que c'est vraiment ça. Je crois que ça dépend aussi de la personne. Il y en a qui sont gentils, il y en a qui sont méchants, comme dans tout le monde.
Mais est-ce que tu connais quelque part que tu peux rester et donner cette adresse, puis ils vont pas savoir que c'est une sorte de femme?
Okay. Hey. Oh mon Dieu! Je déteste parler au téléphone.
Moi, ça dépend. J'aime pas faire des entrevues à la téléphone.
C'est qui que t'as entrevué que tout le monde connaît?
No.
Who did you like? Who would do an interview?
We're just doing a open mic discussion.
No, that's not what I'm saying because you said you don't like doing interviews.
Okay.
I'm talking to
her.
And I could relate to that because I find that my depression formerly come from not having money because then it's like when you have money, it's like you don't, it's shorten the things that you like your things, that how far you could go, you know, in life, you know, because you have the bills, you have the this, you have so many things that you have want to take care of. And when you look at the money problem, my problem is money. Happiness, I have to try to be happy. I'm not happy, but I have to try to be happy. I try to better myself. I went to school. I went to French school. I went to learn to work back in the business world at YMCA. And they made me believe, oh, well, you just need to take this course and you go, and the job gonna fall for you. It's not true. It's a false teaching that they give people. Because I went, okay, and I have a resume. I went to store. And everybody turn you away. They don't even give you a chance to say, well, let's see. I give you a trial period to see what you're gonna do. You know, everything is red tape. It's so different. They ask you have one thing. They ask for something else. You know, you either too old or this for a teenager. The store is for teenager. You gotta have high school diploma. I mean, not everybody. I mean, even in this country, not everybody got high school diploma, but people how, as long as you could think and walk and talk, I think you could hold a job down, you know? It's like you're being punished. It's like you're being punished. And it's not fair because, you know, like I came to this country, I'm gonna have 20 years or 20 something. And from the time I get step foot on this soil, my husband put me on welfare. Because when we came up, he had money, but then he went broke. So we had to go on welfare. I had the kids. I mean, things was easier and thing, you know. So I wanted to go to school. And every time I suggest I wanted to go to school, I wanted to take advantage. Because when I came up here, I was 23. I got shoot down. You don't have to work. You don't have to do this. I'm going to take care of you. Where are you today? Where is he today that I'm suffering? Where is he today that I go hungry? Where is he today that I wake up many morning hunger without food? If I don't come here and take food from here to care home and in the morning to have something to eat, where are you? You're supposed to take care of me. I wanted to learn to take care of myself. It's not fair that I'm suffering like this. It's not fair. And then he bring me to a different country to suffer, to go through this shit. I could have stayed home. In my country, I wouldn't be going through this. I might have money, but I have family. I have support. And I have people where I could go to that would help me. And, you know, and he's somewhere off. He can rig up a story that he's in jail. He's not in jail. Hello! You bring a strange person to a country, they don't know this place. I didn't want to come here, and I keep saying this because it's all related into one. It's all come down to being one thing, you know? 2001, I'm back in my country. I get a call from him to come up here to look after his father. His father died. I didn't even get an invitation to go to the funeral. You see, it's like I'm just being used for what he needs. And then he just turned his back on me, just like that, cut, which, by the way, he owed me money because he helped to pay alimony, because we are divorced. Mm-hmm. So he's way back in alimony. So you see, it's like it's the injustice comes from way, the person more close to you, not only by society, not only by the world. You know, it just sometimes you find yourself slapped in the middle of something and you don't know how to support. He don't care how I'm suffering, that I'm suffering. He don't care that I don't have money. And he made a promise. He made a promise which he hasn't kept, you know. It's not my fault. I tried to get a job. He said that I needed to be some time on my own so I could learn to grow up. It's not his place to make me grow up. I grew up with time. I was 23 years old. I'm growing with time. You don't have to say that, you know? If you don't want to take... Every time I get on the roll, I got to stop.
Karen, come here. I got to tell you
something. I know he's coming in too, but...
No, I want to tell
you. What do you think of the idea of relying or, like, putting trust in a spouse to support one financially? Like, what do you think of the idea that... in society, in Canada anyway, sort of like every person for themselves.
Well, what I think about putting trust in a spouse, I find that you could put trust in a spouse to a certain point. But if you have a chance to better yourself and to get a job and, you know, be independent away from that relationship, try and do it. Because they are, sooner or later, when that will work out, many of the women I find themselves on the street, find themselves without home, find themselves without support like me. Because they have a no good husband who promised to take care of you, then he turned his back, and you find yourself, maybe you're from a different country, maybe you're not prepared for this country and the rat race here, and you find yourself right where I find myself today. And it's not easy. It's not easy because I become a strong person because many night I cry myself to sleep. Many night I've been hungry. I beg. I just beg, go to food banks, you know. My willpower is what make me keep me going. You know, and I keep thinking, well, he promised one day he's going to fulfill his promise. I know I'm just dreaming. I know he's not never going to do it. But that will keep me from going insane, to think that the hope that maybe he's going to do the right thing. And that I have to do that so I don't go crazy, because then I look at my life. I don't deserve it. Nobody deserves to be like this. But if
somebody could do it. Exactly. Do you guys want to open it up? Do people have comments to? But not in opposition to this. Just about the ideas of like looking for work and struggles with that.
I think it's, for me, it's hard to turn the page when we are in Chedoris, is because everyone, we bring packages of problem, of bad days or hard situation. So to turn the page is very hard. And for find job, like Badagwan is the subject, it's hard to find job when you have to fill up your refrigerator, when you have children, you know? I can't focus in to find job if I don't have milk for my daughter from the school. So first I have to take care of the basic needed. And after, it's like here I think in Chedoris we need somebody to come with a list of job for the woman, because me, I want to find a job. I really need to. I know that one is the solution. I know no one is going to fix my life. I have to fix my life by me. I know it's my responsibility to be in good health. So I ask to the community if it's Santa Emploi Quebec or any organization, they have a list of jobs for us, please come here, please come to Chedoris, bring our the list and take us in priority, because we really need to work, but we need support, we need somebody to help us. Me, my mother language is Spanish, so I have a lot of difficulty to make my CV in English or French. I even have a CD to make, it's very easy, but not for me. Not for me. It's not my language mother. If I ask somebody here now, the radio, make a CV in Spanish, I don't think the people is going to be easy. So that, yeah, you see, so that one, we need the people bring us the job at least 1 week, somebody from the Saint d'Emploi bring here a list of job and help to make the CV for us. Because like me, I want to work, but I have panic attack. So if I in the stress, I have a crisis. So you can't work like this, you know. So I need, and maybe all the women here, we have a depression or problem or stress, traumatic stuff. So we need the easy job, you know, for a start, you know, like a basic.
A job too that treats you like human and people have good days and bad days.
Yeah, and me, what I do now to start before that, to prove myself I can do it, I work volunteer. So like this, if I go in volunteer for 6 months and respect the schedule and no any problems, it means I want to be good for the job. And these people I help for volunteer, they want to send a letter, she's good. So it's going to be more easy for us to get, like you want to experience, you do volunteer.
But you have to also make money to survive, right? You can't survive on welfare, saying having like $20 left doesn't last. It's hard to volunteer, right?
Yeah, but when you work volunteer, the welfare, they put up the money.
If you register.
I think 120, 150 more.
Right.
For yeah, if you are volunteer. But it's good because for to get a real job, it's good to start, I think. But that one we need support. If somebody come from another organization, like Reso, if somebody come from Reso, 1 week to give us the opportunity to find the job, and that's it. Thank you.
Let's open it up to you. Do other people ask any questions?
So now I want to sing Justin Bieber's song. Baby,
talk about that you should, yeah. Like barmaids paid onto the table, especially barmaids. That we the
you
one
know,
who get
you know
that
what
Canada.
Do? You know what they do? You know what they do, bars? There's one in Henry Brasa, you go there. You know what they do now? Because there's so much guys, and you go there, you drink one beer. You know what they do? They start putting stuff on girls' drinks.
Yeah,
you know, the end, they
yeah.
La drogue, la drogue.
GHB or speed or ecstasy.
Speed, okay, but
this is a bar in near Henri Bourassa that does this.
Yeah, the one.
Which one?
It's at the metro.
It's next to the metro. You're in the metro. It's the corner Henri Bourassa and.
There's a dépanneur just beside. There's a La Sac, you know.
Where you saw the sport stuff. No?
Yeah, beside the sport, it's a big bar named Bar of Henri Bourassa, and there's a little bar there beside it.
And they give women.
Yeah, they give men the kind of drugs, and they make you drunk. And at the end, they start taking the record stuff. I noticed that one time, and I'm like,
yeah.
I started insulting them, I left. But other times it's other girls that I know and they get raped there. They go there and they just give you I don't know what they do. They take you, they say, yeah, you're beautiful, and they start, you know, giving you more and more drinks until the girl cannot take it. And at the end she wakes up somewhere else that she doesn't know where she is. You know, and there's jobs too. When they hire you for work, some of them they could just say, okay, I pay you cash because they know you're in need. You need the money. So what they do, I got stuck like that 2 times. You know, one guy, you know, he likes you, he hires you and he says, okay, I'll pay you cash every 2 weeks or something like that. And you work for him and you do so many things and everything. And while you're doing work, because he knows your need and he knows that you have nowhere to go, so what he tries to touch you, your ass, try to touch you there, or gives you little words saying, come and sleep at my house, or come and sleep with me. And at the end when you say no, they say, well, get out of the job, and he doesn't pay you. So what you gonna do in the end? You work for nothing, and you get discriminated, and you have sexual harassment.
Yeah. I mean, employers and male employers taking advantage of women who need
A lot of people told me, oh, you could get a job like that. I was like, yeah, if I don't sleep with the owner, or if I just, yeah, but I don't say everybody's like that, but
this is Dragon Root Radio and CKUT. Up next, we have a song from Naima, who is an Oakland-based soul singer, musician, songstress, and cultural advocate for racial, gender, immigrant, and land justice. Her musical style embodies an amalgam of genres, which include American soul, jazz, rhythm and blues, Arabic soul, roots music, among others. Growing up a first-generation Lebanese Arabic woman in upstate New York fills life with a set of complexities and understandings that reverberates in the depth of Naima's music. History of Soul is her first single, self-released through a successful Kickstarter fundraising campaign.
Trust you, you can do it. But if they, you know, they just, okay, you did the job, ciao, bye, no more money. So you did that whole day scrubbing and rubbing for nothing.
Fears have passed. go through me, wash over me and touch me. Let it go through me, wash over me and touch me. Woo. Let it go through me, wash over me and touch me. Let it go through me, wash over me and touch me.
This is Dragon Root Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We just heard a track by Naima, an Oakland-based soul singer, musician, songstress, and cultural advocate for racial, gender, immigrant, and land justice. We hope to have her on the show sometime this month. That's the end of this edition of Dragon Root Radio. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday from 8:30 to 9 a.m. on Radio CKUT, or check out our archives on center2110.org. Be sure to check out the next Dragon Root workshop on gendered violence at the 2110. This is the last workshop of the project and the last workshop of the year. It's called Articulating the Unspeakable, Confronting Gendered Violence Through Storytelling, facilitated by Alicia. Explore taking writing practice from the introspective to the expressive, the personal to the political, drawing stories from our own lived experiences. Through facilitated exercises, we will aim to confront and navigate the realities of gendered violence in its many forms and disguises. This workshop is happening at the 2110 Center for Gender Advocacy at 1500 de Maisonneuve West, Suite 404, from 6 to 8 a.m. The space is wheelchair accessible and there will be dinner. That's the end of Dragon Root Radio and the end of the Tuesday morning after. Have a great day. We'll be right back.